These are some of the first satellite images showing the extent of the damage after a volcanic eruption triggered a tsunami and waves surged through Tonga's 170 islands. New Zealand and Australia have sent military aircraft to assess the damage.
So the surveillance work that was done was really quite crucial, but we know that there's more work to be done to make sure that Tonga can bounce back as best it can.
Melena Wamo has been unable to reach her family in Tonga since Saturday. Her two sisters live on the main island, Tongatapu. Her brother and his family live on the smaller island, Vavavu.
I'm worried, like everyone else. You have your sleepless nights and not knowing what to expect.
A fibre optic cable, one of the country's main lines of communication, was damaged by the eruption and may take weeks to restore.
Within a week or two, we should be able to know whether we can be able to get our full connectivity up and running.
For now, this is the only communication many people in Tonga have. A TV and radio station in Australia covering the Pacific region is fielding calls from relatives around the world who are desperate for updates.
We've had Tongans calling from Sweden, Austria, parts of Japan and so forth, just desperate for any news from home.
Two deaths have now been confirmed, including Angela Glover, a British woman who was rescuing her dogs when she was hit by the powerful wave.
We are just shattered, is the only word I can think to describe it. Any family that loses such a treasured member of their family would know exactly what I'm saying here.
A Royal Australian Navy ship is on its way from Sydney to Brisbane to load humanitarian aid. Humanitarian groups are now coordinating a joint relief effort. The volcanic ash means it's difficult to send supplies by air. So water, sanitation kits, tents and blankets are being loaded on ships to be sent from Australia and New Zealand. High tides triggered by the volcanic explosion near Tonga have been felt as far away as Peru, where a ship supplying the country's main oil processing plant was rocked by waves generated by the eruption. The result, a 2-kilometre-long oil spill. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.